Hello and welcome to Prep Sports Now, your leading podcast on Las Vegas high school sports. I am Steve Silver from the Las Vegas Sun. Joining me, home news sports editor Ray Brewer. Big day, Ray. National signing day.
Well, it's the day I guess we've been waiting for. We've been teasing everybody in the last 2 months with athlete A's going to this school, athlete B's going to that school. Hold on, athlete B no longer wants to go here. He wants to go there. But today it's all official, pen to paper, 14 locals on their way to Division I schools. Steve, there was a time when I first started this job, late 1990s, where signing day would come and go and Las Vegas would be lucky to have one athlete go. Now we've got a kid going to USC. Now we got a kid going to Oklahoma. Now we got a kid going to the Big Ten. It shows how far we've come here in Las Vegas, and it's a great day to celebrate the accomplishments of these young men.
Yeah, and no big surprises today. Everything went as planned, and Keenan Graham, he decided even before today that it was going to be UCLA, so no suspense, just celebrations. I mean, a little cookie cake and balloons out of Palo Verde when I was there today. But tell me about your morning. You were all over the place.
Yeah, we started off at Silverado, where Keenan Graham did commit to UCLA, and it was the first time I'd actually seen the signing day documents. I mean, these kids have got to sign like four or five pieces of paper. If they're under 18, their parents have to sign. Then it gets faxed over to the school, and then the hard copy goes off in the mail. And it's a big business. I wonder what they did before the fax machine. Would the coaches be waiting, you know, for a kid in the middle of Iowa to mail his signing papers in and not know who was on his team? So it was a good morning at Silverado. Got to talk to Keenan Graham, and the one thing he says, and you'll see our interview on LasVegasSun.com today, is that he didn't start playing football till 2005 when he was a freshman. Played soccer and basketball growing up, decided to go out for football, said he didn't even play football because he didn't want the contact. And then he says, boy, I was wrong. As a freshman, hit that quarterback for the first time. It opened my eyes. I love football. Well, I'll tell you what, he hit the quarterback a lot, Steve. 18 yep. sacks as a junior. Kid's going to UCLA. And just think, he's only been playing 3 years, 4 years. No Pop Warner experience. He's going to get some hands-on coaching from a position coach. And this is a kid who's got all the measurables. He's big. He's 6'2". He's like 215, 220. Runs like a deer. He's going to be a good player, and it's going to be interesting to see how he progresses. I think UCLA's got themselves a great player.
Yeah, and on that same note, when I was talking to Darwin Rostov at Palo Verde, he was talking about Torin Harris, who's going to USC, that as a freshman, he just this skinny kid that, I mean, he didn't play varsity, and that he would come up and watch alongside the fence the practices when they are preparing for playoffs as a freshman. Then, come sophomore year, he started playing for them. So, I mean, just 4 years ago, Torin Harris – nobody, just a real skinny freshman now going to play for USC.
Yeah, and Torin Harris this summer went to a camp at USC. There was 400 other kids there. They're testing the kids, and they're lifting and running. Kid takes his shoes off, runs a 4.340. Pete Carroll calls him in his office and offers him a scholarship. He says, yes, sir. The rest is history. And the kid's been going to virtually every USC home game. He's on the field for the games. It's a real neat experience for the kid. And USC, if you look at the recruiting services, you know, scout.com or rivals.com, who are in the business of rating these kids, Torin Harris doesn't rate in the, you know, top 200 players in the nation. Torin Harris doesn't rate in the top 10 players for his position. Torin Harris, of the, you know, 17 to 19 kids USC signs, might not be in the, you know, top 15. He might be one of the bottom two or three guys. But here's a kid who obviously has a passion for the game, and he's got that speed, which you can't teach. So it'll be another player interesting to track their progress.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, again, log on, LasVegasSun.com. We got so much stuff. Ray just got done taping All In, which you can watch on Thursday at 5:30 on Channel 14. We'll get the videos up online as well. So we got this whole thing covered. And Ray, seemed like just a great football season this fall. And maybe because of the talent that was there, but a lot of teams real close together in the playoffs were really exciting. How did they rack up to, you know, other years that you've been here?
Well, obviously this year was special. We've got the 14 kids signing. But if you look at the teams who made deep runs in the playoffs, Bishop Gorman and Paolo played for the Sunset Championship. Well, Gorman's got four players going Division One. Paolo has three players going Division One. So obviously there was, you know, at any given time during the game, we've got six, seven D1 players on the field going against each other. And, you know, that sure beats some of these games where we're lucky to have one JC player out in the field. It makes it more enjoyable. And even 2 years ago when Gorman and Paolo played again in 2007 for the Sunset Championship game, it resembled a college game. It was well coached. It went down to the end. Both teams used two-minute drills. And it just it shows that, you know, sure, there were elite coaches in both those games, but it shows where the Valley's gone and how Southern Nevada's progressed, is that, you know, we're playing some good football here, and coaches are starting to take notice. I think it all started, Steve, when Steven Jackson, who's now with the St. Louis Rams, he was at El Dorado. Oregon State came in, took a flyer on him. He turned out to have a great career, and now he's a pro. Oregon State maybe signed seven or eight kids over the next 3 years. They all had success, and now coaches are starting to come to Vegas. And now it's a regular stop where, you know, if you just look at the diversity this year, you got a kid going to Boise State, and Boise State's got three or four Southern Nevadas on the roster. You got kids going to UCLA. You got kids going to USC in the Pac-10. You've got somebody going to Northwestern in the Big Ten. You've got the Mountain West Conference, which obviously is our home conference with UNLV. You've got Utah coming in. They signed one kid from Cheyenne. They offer two or three other kids. You got Washington, another Pac-10 team coming, even though they're on the bottom tier, coming in and recruiting. And while they're here, they're finding out what's going on for 2010, 2011. Yeah. And there's already, like Steven Nixon, for example, has already got an offer from UNLV. Dan Hawkins, a coach at Colorado, Big 12, was in personally to meet with the boy and talk to him and got all of his paperwork. So there's maybe six or seven guys already from this class of 2010 who, while we were recruiting for this year's group, were getting talked to by coaches. So Las Vegas is kind of like an area that's not claimed by anybody, where, like, you know, Southern California, you've got, you know, San Diego State, UCLA, USC, all these teams fighting for the top-tier guys, and then you got other big-name colleges coming in there. Las Vegas is an area that, you know, there's a lot of good players, and it could be recruited. And I think that's really playing into the recruiter's advantage.
Let's not forget, we got some couple of players going to the Naval Academy, too, out in Annapolis. And then that number, though, could go up. Reggie Bullock, one of the top running backs, he's going to have to go to a junior college. You know you're going to see his name if the academics pan out at a big-time school. And it's maybe some other guys, too, who – post-signing day, Amir Lopez at Las Vegas, Chaz Thomas at Palo, could get some offers from those lower-tier D1 schools, you know, depending upon how commitments pan out.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of it, is that we're not done right now reporting at the Las Vegas Sun. There's going to be some kids that a spot or two opens up for them, and they'll sign in. And also, UNLV gave their preferred walk-on status to three or four guys, the quarterback Nicola Benotti from Green Valley, the linebacker John Kirschbaum from Del Sol, the offensive lineman Jeff Morgan from Chaparral, who has a little bit of a problem with his work ethic, but he started 4 years on varsity. And there's going to be some players that we're going to talk about in the near future that just got overlooked. I mean, to make it to a Division I program, you got to have all the package. You know, you got to have the grades. You got to have the test scores. You got to be able to run so fast, lift so much, have good film, get a good endorsement from your coach, et cetera, et cetera. And there's some kids out there who are just darn good football players that might not have the test scores or might not have this. They have to go to a JC for a year, and then they pop up at a major school and have a great career. So just because you weren't one of those 14 today that found a home, it's not over. You know, we're gonna have some news on these guys later.
Yeah, and Ray and his staff over at the Home News, they're on top of things. Ray's cell phone bill is through the roof this month. A lot of the players seem relieved that this whole process was over, and just, you know, the stressed out, the phone calls and things like that. Are you relieved? I mean, you've been tracking things for a long time now.
Well, Keenan Graham, I think, said it best for me. He said, you know, yeah, I enjoyed it. I mean, who wouldn't enjoy taking all the trips and the whole process? And, yeah, we enjoyed following him around on the trips. He goes, but sometimes I'd get home at night and I'd just have to do my homework, and I'd have a million phone calls from, you know, online fan sites, from coaches, from boosters, from whoever, trying to get in his ear. And us in the media is the same way. You know, we were in this guy's ear. So it was a good year. We're all glad it's over. We'll start beefing up again for next year. We're ready to rock and roll.
Absolutely. And we've got a special section built on LasVegasSun.com just for the signing day stuff, because that's how much we got. Photo galleries, podcasts, blogs, video, all the stories throughout the day. Couldn't fit it all on one page, so we built a special section for it, along with all the other high school sports. I mean, playoffs are coming up here soon for the winter sports, and it's just one thing after the other. So keep logging on, LasVegasSun.com, and as always, questions or comments, or maybe just a story you'd like to see us pay some attention to, shoot me an email, steve.silver@LasVegasSun.com, and thanks again for listening to Prep Sports Now.